I saw this story, and it's been out for a while. I don't know if you guys have seen it or not. I'm actually going to put a video of all these different things up at RadioNowIndy.com. But a guy named Josh Sundquist, he goes viral pretty much every year for his one-legged costumes. Josh lost his left leg to childhood cancer when he was younger. He then went on to like make a lot out of his life. He's become a Paralympian, so he competes in those Olympic Games. He's a motivational speaker. He's also a comedian, and he loves Halloween.
Awesome.
Some past costumes that he's dressed up as include a Christmas Story lamp, which is just absolutely incredible if you see that. It's like
dead on
ringer.
Oh, yeah,
because
it's just one leg.
Yeah, so, and he's just so smart. Like, how much do we struggle to come up with Halloween costumes to think of what we're going to be? And like
a lot.
And this guy just nails them every year. He also came up the other year as a foosball player. You know, like, you only need one leg for that. He made it uniform. He also has been a pink flamingo where he'd use like these little walker crutch things. And he'd actually like do almost a headstand so his foot would become the head of the flamingo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. The balance is incredible right there. He also, one year, he became the IHOP sign and he would hop around like as the IHOP sign.
Oh, my gosh.
I need your help on this one. I think you might know, Alex. What's the candle from Beauty and the Beast? The name of the candle.
Lumiere.
Is that what it is? Okay, he was the candle, like, you know, because he had a vase right there. And he was just, it's amazing.
That is so, so cute.
One of my favorites he did a couple years ago, too. He was the DQ Blizzard.
Okay, yep.
Like, you know how they flip it upside down for whatever reason to show, like, it's, I guess, Blizzard, so it won't come on out. And his leg was the red, spoon when it's upside down. I'm like, dude, you're genius. And these, like, look really good. They're homemade.
So creative.
Fidget Spinner, he did that last year. It was pretty funny. He had, like, three rings everywhere. And this year, he is going for Halloween as Tigger from Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, perfect.
Dude, he actually has a spring-loaded thing. Like, I don't know how he balances, but in the video that I'm going to post up, RadioNowIndy.com, he's jumping around like he's Tigger, and it looks absolutely awesome. So you need to step your Halloween game up. You got about, what, I don't know, like 30 or 40 hours to do that?
Not even that.
Get it together, people. But I just want to share that cool little inspirational thing right there. This guy named Josh that every year makes some really cool Halloween costumes.